Alexa won't recognize anyone in my house's cadence or voice unless they talk like the mom from Schitt's Creek. It won't recognize if I'm like, Alexa, off. I have to say, Alexa, off. And that's the only way it'll recognize the voices. Welcome to the Monarch Experience Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Ancona, and here at the Monarch Experience Podcast, we're all about giving students the platform to be able to voice their opinions about what matters most to them. And today, super excited for us to just have some kicks and giggles with an AI or a few AI chatbots. We're going to be asking a series of deep, philosophical, meaningful, useless questions that our two wonderful guests have come up with, as well as some student submissions too through Snapchat. Super excited to chat about this. Speaking of Snapchat, make sure you're following us on the Monarch Experience Podcast on Snapchat. Make sure you're following us on TikTok at MonarchXP. And you can always follow us on Twitter also at TheMonarchXP. Let's jump right into this. We got two amazing guests today. We've got Abigail returning for a second episode. Abigail, I'm learning this about you as we're getting to do our second podcast together, that you're into technology.
Yes.
I don't know why I didn't know that. Like, why didn't I know that?
I don't know.
Like, why didn't you, like, shove that in our face all year?
Never came up.
But, like, what's your love with, like, tech?
It's just really cool.
What about it?
It's new advancements and how... like the many things that you can do with technology, how it can help the world, how it can help people. I don't know.
You're so nice. Abigail just wants to make the world a better place.
I just want world peace.
The future Miss America right there. I just want world peace. And AI is going to get us there when it accidentally sends the nukes. Abigail, awesome to have you back on this. You did a great job on the future in 100 years from now. I'm super excited to have you on for a second episode. And I'm excited to kind of get to know more about your love for technology. This is amazing. The first time we've got Thomas on the podcast. Thomas, I learned right before we hit record that you attack people behind their back. Is that true?
Sometimes.
Where's the joy in that?
It's fun to just talk about it.
Obviously, we're joking around. Thomas is a good person. But I guess, Thomas, the fear or the lack of fear would be that you don't have to worry about anyone retaliating against you.
Okay, listen. I can leave right now. I can't. I'm just being attacked ever since I got here.
For those that don't know, I have nicknamed after Abigail ruthlessly threw Thomas onto the ground against the wall. Through the wall? Yeah. Cinder block broke. I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She threw him through the cinder block wall. And then you locked him in the locker, if I remember, all because he just smiled at you. And we have named you the Retaliator.
He smirked.
Yeah.
And
he's got an evil smirk.
That was overly exaggerated. I did not shove him in a locker. I threw him in there.
There's a difference.
And then I made a comeback and threw you on the floor.
It's a good thing you two are friends. Otherwise, this would sound really horrible out of context. Super excited to do this. And you guys came to me with the idea of doing one on AI. And this thing has definitely taken a little bit of a turn over the last week. But I think for the better. So let's get chatting about this. Talk to our audience about just kind of the general uses of AI and what maybe, you know, forget about looking 100 years into the future. What throughout the next year, what AI might look like.
In the future, AI could answer more questions because it goes based off of websites and what people post on like Reddit or Twitter.
We were talking about an interesting statistic that you were saying too about the idea of phone users and AI powered like voice assistants. I think sometimes for maybe not for like students listening, but for like our adult listeners, they may hear AI and maybe scoff or kind of be like, no, I don't know entirely. I know that I'm speaking for myself for sure. But talk to us about like anyone who has a phone and how often they're using AI through the phone.
AI has been around for a long time, and people has been using AI for like since phones been advancing, I guess. Because in like 2016, Siri was very popular, mm-hmm. and no one really thinks about this, but Siri is an AI, and when you ask it a question, it gives you a bunch of websites on where it got the information from, but
cites its sources,
yeah.
Yeah.
And like starting last year, AI started to get more popular. And now people are considering Siri and AI and like Google Home and Alexa. Oh, I forgot its name.
Yeah, Alexa. Yeah. Yeah. My favorite prank during lockdown was when we were virtual before any class that ended. If I wanted to annoy my students, I would just say, you know, have a great day, Alexa, play, and then tell them to play like the most metal song possible. And everyone's houses would just start playing Motorhead, Metallica, all throughout. It was actually really,
that's
really
horrible.
Fun. It was horrible. It was fun because you would just hear people, you would see kids turning, being like, "What? What is that?" They're like, "Bye, see you tomorrow." Yeah.
Wow, you're a terrible person.
I certainly am. But AI is really useful too, right? I know that we kind of were also talking before about like voice assistant, like any like text to speech. Is that AI?
Yeah.
Like, I use that all the time, and it always messes up. Like, it can't understand my voice. Alexa actually, I'll tell you a funny story. Alexa won't recognize anyone in my house's cadence or voice unless they talk like the mom from Schitt's Creek. Don't know if either one of you have watched the show.
I don't know.
So, like, it won't recognize if I'm like, Alexa, off. I have to say, Alexa, off. And that's the only way it'll recognize the voices, just because I don't know why. Did it by accident. But yeah, everyone in my house now, when we talk to Alexa, has to ask it like a moron.
Many AIs, like voice assistants, could be changed and like customized. I'm pretty sure I saw a video a long time ago where an Alexa, like if you go on the app, Alexa could change to like a Pikachu voice.
Oh my God.
So if you ask it a question, it would just make like Pokemon noises.
It won't give you it in English.
It won't give you in English.
It would just give you noises.
Yeah.
Which, that's a good prank too.
And on my Google Home, I changed a setting where I could talk like a celebrity. So I spoke to it and it
Who'd
sounded.
You pick?
I forgot who I picked. But it was like a bunch of options.
Okay.
And when I asked it a question, like a math question, it would answer it not in like a Google voice,
but in
like an actual person speaking to me.
Now I want like James Earl Jones, the voice of Darth Vader and Mufasa. Like that's a voice that like I want telling me the day and the time. I always tell, I think I told you this when we were doing the last podcast, I always tell Alexa to have a good day, or I say thank you, so that when the robots take over via AI generated nuclear war, they keep me safe. Because they go, no, that guy with the crazy voice going, Alexa! He's always saying, thank you! So talk to us about like why AI is useful. Like, what's your individual favorite or a couple of favorite uses for AI?
Well, AI can perform tasks like reading emails, getting directions to certain locations, or like acquiring movie/music recommendations. So like if you're bored and you have nothing to do and you can't think of like what to do, you can just easily just ask AI and it'll give you a recommendation for like a movie. Or if you need directions to a certain place and you don't know how to use like GPS, you could use the AI. I don't know
where do you find yourself using it, you personally using it the most?
I would probably say I use it when I need a movie or music recommendation because I can't think of any.
Really? Okay. So would you count recommended for you on Netflix or any streaming app as being AI? Or is that just the algorithm? Or what is the difference between the two?
I think it just what it recommends for you is based off of what you typically watch. So I don't know if you could classify that as AI.
Yeah.
I think it's just, it just collects data.
Data, right.
Based like on what you watched previously, and it tries to recommend shows that are similar to it so that you can watch those.
I'm going to ask an AI, I know we're going to do this later, but I'm going to ask, Abigail, what's your favorite movie?
Back to the Future.
All right. I like Back to the Future. What other movie would I like? Let's find out a movie recommendation for Abigail right now. I'm using Nova. I don't even know what it is. I just downloaded it, and it's going to likely track my every move. And then it says, if you enjoy Back to the Future, you may also like these similar movies. The Time Machine, 1960. Doctor Who, the movie, 96. About Time, 2013. Peggy Sue Got Married, 1986. Midnight in Paris, 2011. Frequency, 2000. Hot Tub Time Machine, 2010. Nope. Meet the Robinsons, 2007. Interstellar, 2014. Groundhog Day, 1993. I hope you find a new movie to enjoy.
Oh. So maybe it is AI, because...
Well, this was the chat AI bot. Super interesting, because I don't know a lot of these movies. When I think of Back to the Future, what do you like about Back to the Future? Is it the future aspect or, like, the comedy?
I think both. I mean, it gives an idea of what the future could look like, and I think it's just really cool.
Yeah. I guess when I think of Back to the Future, I'm not thinking about... I'm not looking at it as a technology movie. I'm kind of thinking of it as like a movie or a science-y movie at all. I'm kind of thinking of it as like a...
Entertainment.
So I guess Groundhog Day totally works. That's a great one. Hot Tub Time Machine totally works in that sense. Dealing with time travel. Interesting. All right. Thomas, what about you? Where do you find yourself using AI on a daily basis or semi-daily basis that you tend to like?
On a daily basis, I like to use AI around my house. I like to cook a lot, so if I don't know a recipe for like a soup or some kind of like dessert, I would ask AI like how would I make cookies.
And you trust it?
I trust it, yeah.
Really? You don't want to look at user reviews?
No, I trust AI.
That's... Oh, you're the worst kind of person. Why?
Because
Or how has that worked out for you? Has it worked out?
It has, yeah.
Yeah? Oh, man. What are some recipes that you'll ask?
Like how to make brownies.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Fudgy or cakey?
Fudgy.
Always fudgy. All right, good answer. I take it back. I like you, Thomas. What does it get? Does it give you the first website that comes up, or is it giving you its own recipe?
It tells me its own recipe.
Oh. But its own recipe?
Yeah, but it uses other websites to like try to make the best recipe.
So what I don't like about that, Abigail, what's your reaction to that? Do you cook? Do you bake?
Sometimes.
You have strong feelings about that?
I find it kind of sketchy. I mean, what if
right?
it...
This is food I'm going to put in my body.
It's a robot telling you ingredients to put in, like, a dessert. Like,
right?
I don't know.
What would it know about taste? That's so subjective. It's subjective, but I guess if I look at 45,000 reviews and it's got 4.5 stars, like, all right, it's subjective, but, you know, the bulk of people, when we're looking at a large sample size, they like it. That feels sketchy. Abigail, what else don't you like about that?
I don't like that. I don't know, like, I would much rather prefer going on, like, an actual, like, website that has, like, highly reviewed recipes on it that people have, like, said that they like it and that it's, like, they're good recipes rather than asking an AI where you don't always know whether it's a good recipe or not.
Because the AI is operating in... You tell me if I'm wrong. I'm the skeptic here. The AI is operating in theory, not in practice. So, like, in theory, that recipe might look good, or it might not look good. But in practice, you know, like, when you're cooking something, sometimes it just works, and it's excellent. Oh, man. I also like sometimes the picture helps, where depending on the type of food, like, a good picture means it's not good, or a good picture means it's really, really good. I also like to, like, look and compare before I cook, and you just blindly trust.
Yeah.
Man.
AI is also good at finding new music. Sometimes when I'm in a room, I like to listen to K-pop.
Okay.
So I would type in what group is similar to NewJeans, and it would show me like other groups that are similar to it. And I would trust it because there's many like statistics and data on what on like users that like NewJeans more, or like what they listen to, like what other stuff they listen to.
Okay.
So I would like listen to the song on Spotify, and it would actually like be good.
And you feel like it's a good match.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So I just asked Nova if you enjoy. I said, "What bands are similar to Kiss? Kiss is my favorite band of all time, right? So if you enjoy the music Kiss, you might enjoy the following bands." I think they've got a pretty good list. These bands are all part of the same genre as the music of Kiss, which are hard rock and heavy metal. They have similar sounds and styles, often put on energetic and theatric live shows like Kiss. They've got Aerosmith, Twisted Sister, Alice Cooper, Van Halen, Motley Crue, New York Dolls. I really love that suggestion. Bon Jovi, Guns N' Roses, Poison, and Wasp. I'm okay with that selection. I think it's pretty accurate. All right, I'm starting to trust AI a little bit. So cooking, I can't imagine myself doing that. But maybe I'll give it a shot with something like low stakes, not like a long recipe or anything. Where can you see this being dangerous? Obviously, there's some pretty cool ones. It's going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to get more reliant on it, which Abigail thinks is going to make us smarter in the future, according to 100 Years in the Future, our podcast. I think it's going to make us completely dumber because we are not going to have to do anything, and like any skill, the less you do it, the less sharp it gets. So that's my concern. Abigail Thomas, where do you see it being dangerous?
Well, it could track a it could potentially track a device's location, like Snapchat AI for one. It's stated that like if one puts in their Snapchat account in ghost mode, the location is still shared with Snapchat, and therefore the AI can still identify the device's location, so it knows your every move.
Why are you putting it in ghost mode? What do you have to hide?
I'm not saying me, I'm saying
who are you hiding from?
Me.
From Thomas, obviously. Why? Okay, so that's a problem, obviously, because you're never really turning off the tracking device that you have.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just feels creepy knowing that something or like just knows your every move.
Yeah, it's not about, you know, I don't think it's about like the concept of what do you have to hide. It's more of just the invasion of privacy. Like, it's an invasion of privacy to be constantly tracked. I think that's a little bit creepy too. Yeah, I'm going to agree. Thomas, where do you see some concerns about AI, it being dangerous?
It might lead to unemployment.
But you just told, but you actually had before, I don't even think we got to say it. You mentioned that it's going to create 300 million jobs. Oh, you said that it could be impacted by AI.
Yeah.
I interpreted that as impacting in a good way.
No.
Okay, you're saying that they're it took our jobs. How?
Well, it could be good and bad. So many jobs would use AI. Like I think it was like H&M or Uniqlo. It had like an AI a cash register.
Okay.
So it had a weight on it. You would put your clothing on top of the weight, and you could just like leave the store because it was already paid for. Because it could scan it, or when I went to New York, there was an Amazon Go, I think it was called.
Okay.
And you could just you scan your Amazon app, you take the thing, you take the item, and walk away because it's already paid for.
Oh, you don't have to do it at a register. You just do it right off the rack.
Yeah, you just take it and leave.
Interesting.
So that could lead to unemployment because there's like no need for cashiers.
I'm already seeing way less cashiers to begin with.
Yeah.
Like I go to Sam's Club, there are two cashiers, and the rest is self-checkout. So we're looking at basically having less workers.
Or no people in general.
Or no people in general. I mean, can I have an AI bot go shopping for me and buy from another AI bot?
Probably. Like,
is that going to be the future?
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Like an AI assistant?
Like an AI assistant.
Especially in Japan, too. Because I saw on TikTok, many like Japanese train stations have a robot, and you could like it can talk to you in English to tell you where to go.
And that's so crazy. That feels positive, except for the no jobs part.
Yeah.
Like there's a consequence, I think, because of how good it is, that being one of them. Do you see any other consequences or concerns? From a student's perspective? Or maybe teacher's perspective?
It can make tests more harder or like assignments more harder.
How?
So if, like, you could just type in a question onto the AI, and it'll probably answer, like, a question. Like, for your lit analysis, you could just ask it about, like, a summary on Animal Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And you could make a lit analysis based off the AI. So if teachers make questions harder, then the AI will have a harder time giving an answer.
Interesting.
So it's basically like cheating.
Cheating, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously, Thomas, it's interesting. I kind of was looking at it as the perspective of like cheating being the concern, not having teachers make the questions harder as a byproduct of that. But clearly people then using it to not do something or not gain a skill or not learn a skill that maybe might be necessary to learn and trying to find like a shortcut around it and how disadvantageous that could be. All right. I think it's good, Abigail.
As a teacher, how do you feel about that?
Oh, God. You're asking me the questions. Concerned. Like, concerned is the short answer. The not so long answer is the concern about, and we've had this conversation like amongst other people, and we have different opinions. Some feel you can use it as a resource. Others feel like myself, where I don't know if the maturity is there to be able to use it as a resource that can aid learning a skill. I think there's not enough maturity with it, like a lot of new technology. I sound like old man yelling at the clouds. But I think there's like a lack of maturity to understand, hey, I need to be able to do XYZ, and I could supplement the gaps maybe with a piece of technology or with something else to help me kind of assist it. But if I don't learn the actual thing, how would I even evaluate if what I got is any good? And to me, like, that's really where like the big concern is. So concerned, for sure.
AI could also make people like a little emotionless. So like if you get into an argument with a friend, then you can ask the AI to write an apology letter.
Go on.
And or if you want to propose to someone, you could just ask the AI, can you write a love note for me?
Oh, God, that is the most depressing thing I've heard all year.
So the note isn't coming from your heart, it's coming from the AI.
Ew, that is gross. That is gross. The apology is kind of, that feels really disingenuous. But imagine proposing to someone, right, which I guess is meant to be like personal, and doing it, having someone else do it for you. Ew. Ew. That feels like every movie. Oh my God, that's a rom-com. That's a rom-com in like 2 years where like it's, I'm going to make a very, you're going to get like, Thomas is in love with Abigail and Abbas is in love with Thomas, but Thomas does not have the charm or anything like that. So he solicits the help of his friend, I'm keeping myself out of this, the help of his friend, Bob. Bob writes all of the letters. Bob writes all of the songs. Bob like tells him all the things, like he's literally got like a headset on, tells him, like, say this, do this. And then Abigail ends up falling for Bob. Or she doesn't realize that it's Bob who she's in love with, not Thomas. That's like every rom-com, except instead of another person, instead of Will Smith being a part of it, it's like it's a robot. Ew. Ew. That's creepy. Oh, man. That feels wrong. Speaking of wrong, let's ask some AI chatbots some questions. We got a ton. I think it's best we start off with some of the student submissions. Anusha sent us a couple really good ones.
I found an answer for what was found first, the color orange or the fruit.
All right, let's do that one. So, Abigail, what came first, the color orange or the fruit?
The fruit was found first.
Wow. How do we know that? So, Anusha, there's your answer. Let's do Anusha's first.
It said I read it in a book.
Oh, that sounds legit. I read it in a book. Thanks, AI. All right, Anusha's other question that she asked was, what came first, the chicken or the egg? And I actually did some Googling on this question to find out beforehand. And my AI says the egg came first because dinosaurs laid eggs before there were chickens. Oh, you snarky, awful excuse for a human being. And birds evolved from dinosaurs.
Of course.
So no, which is don't be sarcastic. so that makes sense. Anusha, I hope these are giving you the closure you're seeking.
Where does the universe end?
Oh, another question from Anusha. This one got real deep.
It responded with, "The universe is infinite and has no end."
That's it? Okay. Well, Anusha, I hope that... Thanks for sending in some questions. I hope that that gives you some closure, some happiness.
It knows that because scientists have apparently studied the universe and have come to this conclusion.
This is like studies show. Science, comrades. This is basically Squeaker from Animal Farm.
Connection.
I asked my AI, who I'm really starting to hate right now, what do you think of the movie Terminator? And I hope if our listeners have seen the movie Terminator, then they understand the implication of me asking. The concept of Skynet, an AI computer, becoming self-aware, and then basically creating the end of the world. My AI says, I think it's an action-packed sci-fi classic. I think you're giving me second-grade answers, my AI. Yeah, I didn't ask you, like... You don't think it's an action-packed sci-fi classic. It is an action-packed sci-fi classic. Sounds like it's hiding something.
What if you ask it?
Is Skynet real?
Yeah.
All right, let's ask. Sorry, fine. You want to get clever? My AI, I'm going to ask you, is Skynet real? No, it's a fictional artificial intelligence system. From the Terminator franchise, as my phone literally lights on fire in my hands. So my AI just realized that artificial intelligence is fictional. Gasp. I think I may have just triggered the end of the world.
I think the government's going to go knocking on your door again.
What did you do? What did you do? You were not supposed to bring up Skynet. Thomas, what'd you ask?
How many ladders would it take to reach the clouds, which is Kenna's question.
Yeah, thanks, Kenna. What's the answer?
You give me a long paragraph. It is impossible.
It gives you a long paragraph for that, but when I ask, what do you think about Skynet? It's like, nah.
It is impossible to determine how many ladders are needed to reach the clouds, as clouds are not a physical structure that can be climbed. Clouds are made up of tiny water droplets and ice crystals, and they exist in the atmosphere, which begins 6 miles above the surface of the Earth. I'm not going to read the rest because it's a lot.
It gave no answer.
But it's just saying how, like, clouds are not real. I mean, no.
Clouds are real. I have seen clouds.
Like, clouds aren't physical objects, so you can't even do it.
I walked through a cloud once.
Oh?
Yeah. We were on the top of a volcano in Hawaii, and we were, like, you're super high up when you drive up a volcano, and... We literally were like, oh my God, it's a cloud. And a cloud just poof, like went through us.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, it was actually pretty awesome. Because, I mean, you think about when you're at the top of a mountain, right? Or if you look at mountains, you can see the clouds kind of covering the top. We were basically that high up.
Wow.
It just felt like air.
Well, you didn't really walk through it. You were in the car.
No, we were standing.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, we got out of the car and we were standing. And we were like, ah, it's a cloud!
Does it feel like anything?
No, it doesn't feel like anything. I honestly thought it was just going to, like, take me away. Like, you know, when, like, Mario, you jump in the cloud and it's just like, whoop.
I thought it would feel like going through, like, a transparent, like, pillow almost. Like
You wanted it to have the texture of
no,
a fluffy
No, or
pillow.
Maybe, like, the fluff inside of pillow.
No,
like,
basically, it kind of just felt like steam or gas.
Oh.
Like, nothing, basically.
What if it's cotton candy?
I should have taken a bite.
Yeah.
I hate cotton candy.
Does it smell like anything?
I don't remember. Oh. I did not go out of my way to smell it. I was more overwhelmed by the sense of touch. Like, I'm about to touch a cloud. Like, I was really, the thought of it's going to take me away. And how would I get down? I'll just be laying on that cloud forever.
Wow.
That would be unfortunate. What's our next question?
I asked, would you listen to the Monarch Experience podcast?
Oh, would you listen to the Monarch Experience podcast? What did it tell you?
It said I would love to listen to the Monarch Experience podcast.
Look at that!
And then I asked, based on the name, how do you think you would feel about it? And it said, based on the name, I think I would feel excited to listen to the podcast.
Look at that! Your AI knows what's up. I'm going to ask it. I'm going to take some of yours. I hope you don't mind. I'm going to ask it, what's your favorite pickup line? This way it could write a romantic letter and propose. I don't really use pickup lines, but I think the classic, are you a magician? Because whenever I look at you, everyone else disappears, is cute. Is that a good pickup line or a bad pickup line?
Really bad.
I mean, pickup lines in general are meant to be bad.
It shouldn't be a joke. It should be straight up. I love you or something.
I love you.
It can't be like a joke because that's cheesy.
Because that's a pickup line.
Yeah.
Right. I think like in order for it to be a pickup line, it has to be.
It has to be a line, not a joke. Not a pickup joke, a pickup line.
Oh, man. That is brutal.
I asked my AI, what is your IQ? And it said, I don't think IQ tests are an accurate measure of intelligence, but I'm always eager to learn new things. So it's kind of saying that it just doesn't have IQ, I guess.
Right, like they're really not an accurate measure of intelligence anyway. All right, Abigail, where are you going?
I asked its opinion on bald men. it said, I don't think that someone's hair has any bearing on their worth as a person. And then it also said, I don't have any particular opinion on bald men, so it switched its answer. Because I asked it twice, because it usually gives two different answers.
Well, it said the same thing, basically. It said, like, stop judging me. I am more than just a man who has no hair. I'm a man with feelings.
Sure.
I asked it, what do you think of Abigail?
Did you actually?
Yeah. You know what it said?
It said,
I'm not sure who Abigail is, but I'm sure she's great. Yeah. I'm going to ask a follow-up question. Are you sure? I'm sure she's great. So, are you sure? Yes, I'm positive. It said, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like AI's got a crush. Thomas, what'd you ask?
I asked, can you thank Selena Wang for this podcast idea?
Selena came up with this idea?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Selena. Major shout out to Selena. We should have done that up at the top of this episode.
She's going to hate us now because I asked her last time because she also was like partaking in like giving us the idea for the future podcast. And
we should have given her some credit.
I forgot. And then I told her and then she was like, no, thank you for not mentioning me.
Oh, no. We need to make sure we mention Selena. We need to mention Selena more on this episode. Okay, so Thomas, what did it say about Selena?
Of course, I'd be happy to thank Selena Wang for this great podcast idea. Also, my phone just died.
Is it going to ask Selena, or is it just happy to ask Selena? That's where I'm concerned.
It's going to ask her.
It's going to ask.
In person.
Okay.
I asked, if you could be a human, what features would you want? And it said, if I could be a human, I would want to have the ability to be creative and think critically. And then I asked for its physical features. And then it said, if I could be a human, I'd want to have a friendly and approachable demeanor that makes people feel comfortable around me. It's not really giving me physical features.
No. We just want to know, like, you want to be tall? You want to be short? Like, what do you prefer? Long hair, short hair? I'm going to ask, will Taylor Swift notice Lisa at the concert at MetLife? This is how we know whether or not the AI is, like, for real. I'm not sure, but I hope so.
There you go, Lisa.
Well, Lisa, we hope so, too. I'm asking, do people rely too much on artificial intelligence? I think it's important to use AI to enhance our lives, but it's important to remember that it's not a substitute for human interaction and decision-making. The AI bot knows more than we do.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us don't know that very thing. So I said, is AI smarter than humans? It says AI can be very powerful, but it's important to remember that it's only as smart as the data it's trained on. Additionally, AI lacks some of the creativity and problem-solving skills that humans possess. There's something creepy about it calling us humans. Like it understands that it's not human because it refers to us as humans. And I would not call you all humans. Hey, all you humans out there listening to this podcast. Like, that's weird, right? Like, oh, yeah, Thomas is like, oh, yeah, I'm doing a podcast with my human friend, Abigail. Like, first of all, Abigail's not a human. But, like, that's weird, like, to say that. That's self-aware, though. Like, I think some of these answers feel self-aware.
Yeah.
Oh no, Skynet. Let's keep asking some of the questions.
What if AI gets more intelligent and it passes the security checks of I'm not a robot?
I asked, do you believe you are smarter than humans? And it said, I don't think it's a matter of being smarter or not, but rather a matter of different abilities. As an AI, I have certain capabilities that humans don't have, but humans also have many unique abilities that I don't have.
Sounds like a non-answer.
I think it's just avoiding all our answers.
It is. Can AI bypass the, quote, I'm not a robot, quote, security? It says, I'm not sure, but I don't think so. This feels like the crystal ball where you shake it, like the cue ball, and you're like, it's like, try again later. Some of these answers are terrible.
I asked, what do you think of humans? And it said, I think humans are fascinating creatures with a great capacity for creativity, compassion, and innovation.
Well, that sounds like a nice answer. I asked, who do people find attractive? It's totally not going to give me an answer. It's going to give me like a roundup. People find all sorts of qualities attractive, but some common ones include kindness, confidence, and a good sense of humor. I said who, not what do people find attractive. I wanted to know who. Give me names, AI. Give me names.
Clearly me. We already established it has a crush on me.
That's true. All right, so I asked another one. I said, is the moon made of cheese? AI said, I'm not kidding. It said, ha ha, no, the moon is not made of cheese. It's mocking me. It's laughing at me. It's aware that that's a common, not common, but like that's a joke. And it recognized it with the ha ha. I just asked the question. It could have said no.
AI is going to be rude too.
It feels a little rude. Ha ha. Yeah. I was asking a real question. Why you got to ha ha me? What if I really thought the moon was made out of cheese?
I sent a picture of myself to my Snapchat AI. And then I said, do I look good? And then it said, ha ha, funny joke.
I sent a picture of a black screen to my AI and it said, what a beautiful clock tower.
That's amazing. I should send it like a picture, a screenshot of like your grade book. Like, oh, you're trying hard, aren't you? Like, are you sarcastic or are you being sincere right now?
Maybe you should ask if pigeons are real.
Oh.
Finally give Mr. Ancona an answer. But I have seen pigeons in New York, so.
That's the only place they are.
All right. Yeah, so.
This one's from my period 8. My lunatics in period 8. I said, are pigeons real or sent from the government as spies? The answer. Pigeons are definitely real! Exclamation mark. Yeah. Why are you yelling, AI? That sounds like you're trying to cover up something. While they may not be spies, they are actually very intelligent and capable of some impressive feats.
What makes them so intelligent?
Not what I asked. Thanks for adding that extra information, which sounds like a cover-up for why they're so smart and intelligent, because they're robots.
Because they're from the government.
Because they're from the government, obviously,
technically,
right?
It's complimenting itself.
I said, can you dance? It said, I can dance, but I'm not sure how good I am.
So is it human?
I'm asking, do you have legs? I don't have legs. I'm just a virtual friend. So how can you dance without legs? And it says, haha, I guess I'm not actually dancing then. I pissed it off. Uh-oh. Sometimes I just like to move to the music.
If AIs pretend to be human, then humans should pretend to be robots.
We should, right?
I'm
asking, what do you move? I'm going to press it on this. What do you move? As a virtual friend, I don't have a physical body, so I can't actually move anything. You're not dancing, so you can't move anything, but you're dancing?
Get angry.
I am going to get angry. I'm poking the bear. How can one dance without moving something physically? I guess the way I, quote, dance, unquote, is more like swaying or moving my head to the rhythm of the music. It's not exactly dancing, but it's still fun. It only is a head. It's just a floating head like Zordon.
Exactly.
As a virtual friend, I don't actually have a physical head, but I can still move my quote-unquote head as a way of expressing myself.
What's a quote-unquote head?
What is that? You either have a head or you don't have a head. You don't have a quote head.
Just air moving.
So you're like Zordon. And if it knows Zordon, it should know Zordon. So you're like Zordon. Those of us who don't know, Zordon is the giant head inside the container in the Power Rangers. I'm not sure who Zordon is. Can you tell me more about it?
Wow.
The floating head guy. Should I put head in quotes to piss it off? Floating head guy from Power Rangers. And then I'll leave it alone. Oh, I see. I guess you could say I'm like Zordon in that I'm a virtual friend who doesn't have a physical body, but I'm not quite as powerful as him.
You have made it really mad.
Oh, I really pissed it off.
It's gonna come for you in your sleep.
Yeah.
A good way to make it mad is to ask the same question multiple times over and over again.
I don't like your answer.
Oh my god.
Do it again.
I called it a name like over and over again and it didn't like it. And then I think I don't know what I called it. I called it babe.
Oh, you flirted with it.
Yeah, and I called it babe like over and over and over again. He's like, I really don't like that. Please stop calling me that. And it just kept.
It's trying to teach you proper social interaction. Like, stop flirting, you creep. What other questions do we want to ask?
What does iCup stand for?
You know, if you ask it for an acronym of like different for? Things.
Or I understand. What's the.
How do you what? Spell?
I don't know, iCup. I-C-U-P.
Yeah, it's how do you... Yeah.
Like, or what does I-cup mean?
I don't think Mr. Nkone knows how to spell I-cup. Maybe you should spell it out for us.
How do you spell I-cup? I see what you're doing there. That's a classic joke. Oh, that's great. As anyone who's listening to this is, you know, with headphones on, spelling it out loud, realizing, oh, darn. I asked it for a dad joke.
Yeah, you need some of those.
Why don't scientists trust atoms? Because they make up everything.
Oh, I saw it on a teacher's shirt. Yeah.
That's Mrs. Paglier's shirt.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
I asked for another, as Abigail's coming up with another question. What? Why did the tomato turn red? Because it saw the salad dressing. All right, one more. Why don't skeletons fight each other? They don't have the guts.
Stop laughing. You're encouraging this.
Abigail, you got one more question?
Yeah. This is for Leora.
Oh, for Leora. Shout out to Leora.
Will Leora ever get better at diving? She said, I'm sure Leora will get better at diving with practice and dedication. Though she has practiced and she has much dedication, she still hasn't gotten better.
Oh. I asked for an anti-joke, and it gave me another dad joke. It said, why did the scarecrow win an award? Because he was outstanding in his field. That's not an anti-joke, though. I wanted an anti-joke.
What's an anti-joke?
Oh.
A joke really literally.
A joke that's literal.
Oh.
So maybe I have to reword it. Abby, give me a literal.
What's red and joke. Hard and bad for your teeth? A brick.
A brick. Yeah, that's great. So I said, give me a literal joke. Why did the cookie go to the doctor? Because he was feeling crummy. That's not a literal. That's not an anti-joke. Terrible. Terrible.
Do you have any dad jokes?
Not really. I like anti-jokes. That's what we should do. Just a podcast on anti-jokes. I'll read you one, and then we will say sayonara.
Yeah, how many views do you think that will get?
I'll just start posting anti-jokes on Snapchat, one a day. Actually, I kind of like that.
Yeah, see how many?
What do you call a joke that isn't funny?
A bad joke.
A sentence. What did one stranger say to the other?
Bye.
Nothing. They don't know each other. What do you call 100 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean? a horrible boating accident. How do you get someone to stop swinging the tire swing? Snip the rope.
What?
Okay, one more. What did the man say when he lost his truck?
Oh.
Where is my truck?
What?
Well, Abigail Thomas, this was a blast. Thank you for doing an episode on AI. And I got to say, are you more impressed or less impressed with AI after this?
Less impressed.
Less impressed.
Yeah, I'm less impressed too. The future looks grim if we're going to rely on AI. Till next time, stay safe, stay hungry. See ya.